Lester, I found the McFadden heir.
You found the son?
I found the daughter. The son's dead.
Well, bad luck. That means we're trustees for the estate until she's 35, isn't it?
Yes.
How old is she now?
26 or 27.
Old enough to make a packet of trouble for us now.
That she is.
Town Like Alice by Neville Shute. Dramatized by Moya O'Shea. With music by Neil Brand.
She was shown into my office punctually at 10:30 the following Saturday morning. The legal firm of Owen, Dalhousie and Peters, of which I was senior partner, always worked Saturday mornings. I had not known what to expect.
Mr. Strachan, how do you do? I'm Jean Patchett.
Miss Patchett, please do sit down.
Thank you.
It is good of you to come. Your Aunt Agatha in Colwyn Bay was very kind in helping us locate you. I suppose you would call her good-looking, in a quiet sort of way, with a tranquility about her I find difficult to describe. Jean Paget. And now, since the death of her brother, Donald, on the Burma-Siam Railway, the sole heir to a rather sizable estate, left by my client, her uncle, Douglas McFadden.
To be quite honest, Mr. Strachan, I hardly remember him. I only met him once. Mother took Donald and I up to Scotland to visit him just after we came back from Malaya. I was about 11. Uncle Duck has left everything to me.
Broadly speaking, yes. In trust. I'm afraid, Miss Paget, your uncle, when he made his will, had a very poor opinion of the ability of women to manage money.
Please don't apologize for him, Mr. Strachan. Go on.
He appointed my partner, Lester Robinson, and myself trustees of the estate. It is our responsibility to preserve the capital intact as best we can in order to hand it over to you when the trust expires.
When I'm 35?
Yes, for the next 8 years. Until 1956, you will only receive income from the estate.
How much did he leave?
Well, after paying death duties and legacies, the residuary estate would be worth around £53,000.
£53,000?
That seems to be about the figure. Invested in trustee stocks, as at present, the capital yields about £1,500 annually. After tax, Miss Paget, you'll have about £900 a year to spend.
Oh.
One other thing.
Yes, Mr. Strachan?
The testator, your uncle, gave certain powers to the trustees to realize capital for your benefit in cases where we are satisfied it would be to your advantage.
You mean if I really needed a lot of money for an operation or something?
That's a very good example, Miss Paget. We could let you have it. So, that's about the size of it. Have you any idea what you're going to do?
I've always worked for a living. I suppose this means I never need work again.
Unless you want to.
I don't know what I'd do if I didn't go to the office. I haven't any other life.
Well, then I should go on working at Pack and Levy for the time being, until you decide. May I ask you a personal question, Miss Paget?
Of course.
Do you think it likely you will ever marry in the near future?
No, Mr. Strachan. I don't think it's likely I shall ever marry at all.
After my next meeting with Jean Paget, I suggested we dine at my club, in the Ladies' Annex. It is not a very lively place, but the food is good. I had reason for entertaining her. I was going to have a great deal to do with this young woman over the next few years. I wanted to find out about her.
Unmarried women were never very plentiful in Malaya, so it wasn't too difficult for my mother to persuade the chairman to find me a job at my father's old firm.
That was in Kuala Lumpur?
Yes. My brother Donald was already out there. He'd gone out in 37 and was working on one of the company's rubber plantations. And of course, having lived there as a child, I could speak Malay. A rare accomplishment for a shorthand typist from England.
I should think so. What happened during the war? Were you a prisoner?
Of sorts.
In a camp?
No. They left us pretty free. And what about you, Mr. Strachan? Were you in London the whole time?
Yes. Civil defence, air raid warden, right through the Blitz and after. I got involved before that, though, when it became obvious what was coming.
I see.
I told her about my wartime experiences, such as they were, and from that found myself telling her about my life. The flat I had lived in Buckingham Gate since my wife died 13 years ago. About my two sons, their wives, and my three grandchildren.
There's going to be a fourth soon.
Miss Padgett, I wonder, would you like to come to the opera one night?
Would I understand it?
Well, I'll pick something light and in English.
I'd love to come. But one thing.
Yes?
I'll go crackers if you go on calling me Miss Padgett. My name is Jean.
All right. Jean. In the weeks whilst probate was being granted, I took her to a good many things. The Albert Hall on Sunday afternoons, art galleries, exhibitions, all of which were new to her. I felt a young woman with 900 a year in London should be familiar with the arts. The business of her uncle's will concluded in March, and I was able to give her her first check. She continued to work as a typist at Pack and Levy Handbag and Shoe Manufacturers in Perivale, as she still had not decided what she wanted to do. And then, on a wet, grey day in April, she came to my flat.
I want to go back to Malaya. I want to go back to Malaya to dig a well.
I suppose there was a long pause after she said that. I remember being completely taken aback.
I know it's a funny thing to want to do. May I tell you about it, Mr. Strachan?
Please do.
It's important you understand.
Her life, she told me, had fallen into three parts. The first two so separate from the rest, she could hardly reconcile them with her present self. First, she had been a schoolgirl living in Southampton. There had been a period before that when the family lived in Malaya, but she only had confused memories of that earlier time. To her, Southampton was a gentle orbit of home, school, the Regal Cinema, and the ice skating rink.
Donald and I skated there twice a week. Oh, it was lovely. Crowds swirling, coloured lights, the music. Dancing was wonderful on ice, so free, like flying. Out in Malaya, when we were dying of malaria and dysentery, shivering with fever in the rain, with no clothes and no food, and nowhere to go because no one wanted us. I used to think about the rink more than anything. I promised myself I would go back there one day and skate again. When I got back to England after the war, I went to Southampton as soon as I could. The rink had been blitzed. It was a black, burnt-out shell. I stood on the pavement holding my skates. I couldn't stop crying.
Jean's mother had not only thought her daughter's prospects of work and marriage would be better in Malaya, but her daughter would be safe if and when war came to England. Jean left for Kuala Lumpur in the winter of 1939, and for 18 months she had a marvellous time. The war was a million miles away.
It was just too good to be true. There was a dance or a party every single night of the week.
Pearl Harbor hardly registered, and even when the Japanese landed in the north of Malaya, with 300 miles of mountain and jungle to form a barrier, there was little thought of danger in Kuala Lumpur. But the Japanese moved swiftly down the peninsula. The second part of Jean's life was beginning.
Yes? Right. That's it, girl. Time to pack it in. We've just had word the Japanese army has reached Ipoh.
Ipoh? My God.
How far is that?
About 100 miles, I should think.
Something like that, Jean.
What should we do, Mr. Lane?
Go home now. All of you, get packed as soon as you can and go to the station. Take the first train to Singapore.
Right.
But Jean didn't go to the station. It is doubtful she would have got through anyway, because the line to Singapore was blocked by military traffic coming up to the front.
I took the native bus to Batu Tasi. It's about 20 miles northwest of Kuala Lumpur. I had friends there, Eileen and Bill Holland. I thought they might need help with the children. There, there, Robin, dear.
I can't find my clothes.
Quick, everyone. Freddy, Jane in the car. Hurry now, Eileen. Quick as you can. I'm not sure how far we'll get on that tire.
Bill went into town this morning to get a new one, but all the tire stocks have been commandeered.
It's worn down to the canvas. Sorry, Jean.
We'll just have to see how far we can get.
I want Dolly!
Here, Eileen. Let me have Robin.
Oh, thanks, Jean, dear. All right, Jane, we'll look for Dolly, but we have to hurry.
Be good boy.
Freddy, take that box out to the car, will you?
Yes, Daddy.
Presently, we were on the road for Kuala Lumpur, but had only gone a couple of miles before the tire burst. Bill drove on the rim until the wheel collapsed.
I'm sorry, everyone. That's as far as we go.
What are we going to do?
Walk.
I want to walk.
Oh, quiet, Freddy, dear.
Daddy wants to walk.
Jane, Freddy, out of the car.
Come on, Freddy, we'll walk together.
Freddy, have that. Come on, boy, and the other one.
Oh, look, a lorry. Oh, no, I hope it's not a jack.
Where are you heading?
Kuala Lumpur.
Hurry you north and Jasper is curling. I'll take you to Penang. You can get a boat there down to Singapore. Jump in the back with the other hat. Sorry, you have to leave the station.
Penang? Where's that?
It's northwest of Kuala Lumpur, on the coast.
Ah.
There was a district commissioner stationed there. By the time we arrived, the truck was filled with British families from the different estates. We were told to wait in the accounts office. We were there for hours. Then, towards sunset, word came that the customs launch Osprey was on its way.
Oh, going on a boat, Jane!
Yes, Freddy.
Jane, hold Daddy's hand.
Look, Freddy, here it comes. Here comes the boat. It's coming round the point.
Look, Jane, here it comes.
Yes, Mother.
That's the Osprey. That's that boat that looks for smugglers in the Malacca Street. Sometimes it...
Oh, my God.
Is it a...
Japanese.
Oh.
They've got the Osprey.
The boat was loaded with those soldiers. As it came alongside, we could see each man carried a rifle. Their bayonets were fixed.
Come in! Look at that! Come on! Wait! Come on! 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 Come on!
Prisoners now. You do good things, obedience to orders. You receive good from Japanese soldiers. You do bad things, you be shot. So, do good things. Now men go to prisoner camp. Women and child stay here.
May we know what will happen to the women and children?
Imperial Japanese Army not make war on women and child. Japanese soldiers always kind to women and child. Men going out. You say goodbye. Say goodbye!
Take care, honey. Robin. Don't cry, my love. Don't be afraid. Be brave now. Come on. Be brave. Promise.
Yes, Bill, I'll try. Ready? Jane, come and say goodbye to Daddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Freddy. Be a big boy now and look after Mummy and Jane and Robin for me, eh? Oh, come on now, Jane. Where's Daddy's brave girl?
Oh, goodbye, Jane.
Goodbye, Bill.
Stick with him if you can, will you?
Yes. Yes, of course I will.
Yes! Good luck! Take it!
Yes, I'm coming.
Come on, Jane. Let's go see if there's any water.
Me. I want some water, too.
Oh.
It's for women and the child. You see? For women and child.
What's this, then? Food?
and about time, too.
Thank you, Private. You're most kind. Ellen, careful.
What about Bill? There are no bones. My Ben hasn't had anything for hours. Come on, son. I've got a couple of spoons in my handbag.
Yes, Mum.
Hey, easy, everyone. Don't all rush.
I'm afraid it's too late, Mrs. Horsfall. Everyone's so hungry.
What are we going to eat with?
What are you?
Bowls. We need bowls.
Bowls are hombre. No bowls. Eat.
Never mind, Eileen. We'll see what's left in a minute. I still have some biscuits and things in my haversack.
Come away from the bucket, Freddy. We'll get some in a minute. I want some food. Mum, it's horrible. I don't like it.
Ben's right. It's disgusting.
I can't eat this.
My stomach, it's delicate. I can't eat it. I have to be careful.
Well, maybe just a little. Here you are, Mrs. Frith. Use my spoon.
Oh, well, if you're sure, Mrs. Cullard, just isn't good enough. I demand to see Captain Yaniata.
Careful, Mrs. Horsfall.
Captain Yaniata, I demand to see him. Do you hear me?
No, see Captain Yaniata.
Get him. Do you hear me?
Yes, Captain. Are you good? I'm not going to
go. Oh, are you hungry, Robin, darling? Oh, Jean, dear, the biscuit.
Of course. Freddy, will you help Jane get a drink?
All right. Good boy.
Oh, here we are, Robin. Here's a biscuit for you. Oh, there's a good boy.
This woman, you will see me?
Yes, Captain Yaniata. This just isn't good enough. We have no beds, no blankets. We desperately need mosquito nets. And the food is abominable.
No nets. No beds. Very sorry for you. Japanese sleep on mat on floor. You put away trap toys. Very bad thing. You sleep on mat like Japanese woman.
But we're English. We don't sleep on the floor. Like animals.
What are you? What is this? What is wrong?
Let go of my arms. What do you think? I can...
Very bad thought. Hey! Hop, hop!
Mommy! Mommy!
Oh, dear, this was awful. Let me help you. Thank you, my dear. It's all right, Johnny. Mummy's not hurt. Mummy's not hurt.
How many of you were there?
11 married women, 19 children. Oh. Eileen's baby Robin was the youngest. He was 10 months. A girl called Ellen who had come out to Malaya to get married, but it hadn't worked out. And me. All living in the accounts office at Penang. We had no medicine, except for a little quinine, and a few bits and pieces we'd had the presence of mind to grab in the evacuation. Certainly not enough, and no proper food. Just rice and a stinking fish broth twice a day. There was one latrine for all of us. Putrid. We all got sick. One of the children, Esme Harrison, died. She was only 8. They kept us there for 6 weeks.
Ladies! The Imperial Japanese Army has entered Singapore.
Daddy's in Singapore.
Mommy's ready, dear.
And all Malaya is free. Now prisoner camps are being built for women and child. Prisoner camps at Singapore. You go there. Tomorrow you start for Kuala Lumpur. Not more than you can go each day. Kuala Lumpur, you get trained to Singapore. You'll be very happy there.
God, we're getting out of this place.
Are we leaving, Mom?
Yes, Ben. How are we to get to Kuala Lumpur?
Will there be a truck?
Very sorry. No truck. You walk. Easy, darling. Not more than you can go each day. Japanese soldier help you.
But we can't walk all that way with the children.
It must be 40 miles to Kuala Lumpur. Think of the city.
Captain Yaniata, we must have the truck.
You walk. Women remaining here are beaten. Beaten very bad. First they walk iron punches. That is all.
He's not having a law, or a law unto themselves. Paul the Apostle to the Romans, chapter 2, verse 14.
Yes.
Thank you, Miss Britt.
Jean, dear, I shan't give up, but I don't think I can walk very far. I've been so poorly lately.
Mrs. Horsfall, have you any idea how far it is to Iapentis?
12 or 15 miles, something like that. Some of us will have great difficulty.
We'd better do what the soldiers do.
have a rest every hour, haven't they?
If they let us.
What about at night? Where shall we stay?
Well, I don't know.
Try and keep in the shade, Freddy.
What?
Keep to the side there in the shadows. It's cooler.
Yes, Jean.
I'm not sure how long I'm going to be able to keep this up.
Mrs. Collard, you've got to try.
Oh, no, dear. Take Mummy's arm, then. That's good boy.
Yes, Mum.
Sergeant, we must have some food.
No food. I offended.
But that's hours away. We must
Mummy,
have something
to eat. To the toilet.
I'm just waiting for something.
All right.
I don't think I can make it to Iapentris. I'm not a well woman, you know.
There are far worse than you, Mrs. Griffith.
Oh, no, I don't think so. I've got the buttons
of blinking shoe. Yes. Oh, the strap's nearly gone.
Mine too.
Look at my ankles. They're quite fair size.
I'm going to take my shoes off. If the children can do it, I can.
What? Go barefoot?
Yes, I can't walk in these anymore.
Oh.
Oh, that's better. Oh, it's always hot. Oh, and a bit of stony. Oh, I suppose I'll get used to it. Are you going to try, Mrs. Warner?
Well, I suppose I'll have to sooner or later. But I shall press on in my courts for the moment, thank you. What about you, Ellen? Going native?
I'm wearing my feet. Not likely.
March! Oh. All march now!
Yes, Sergeant. Oh, Sergeant!
None, Doc.
You will have a cigarette with you.
By the time we reached Iapunches, it was dark.
Salam apatang. Namaseya Jean Padgett.
Salam apatang, Jean.
How much are these? Berapa?
Splosin.
How sanga? Bule karanga?
Bulela.
But it smells funny in here, Mum.
Now, this is where the raw rubber would have been hung and smoke, Johnny, before it...
Try to have a little rice, Mrs. Collard.
No, really, I can't. I can't.
I just have a little more. My stomach, you know, is very delicate.
I can't go without food, and now all my pills are gone. I have to make sure I eat them.
Everyone,
you've been down to the village. Look what I've got.
What is it?
Oh, Jean, mangoes.
Tons of them.
And I can get more.
Can we get some?
Oh, how wonderful. Thank you, Jean. Come on, Johnny. Come and share it.
Yum.
Here we are, Eileen. There's enough for all of us.
Oh, yes, even for you, Robin.
Here we are, little one. It's a bit big for you, isn't it?
Now, give it to Mummy and I'll help you.
Look, Mum, it's mangoes for you.
Oh, that's lovely, Ben dear.
Aren't you going to eat it?
Well, you eat it for me, eh? There's my darling.
Stop! What happened? What happened? What happened?
Hello, Gunsel. Have a mango.
Once
I wonder how much further it is.
How are you, Jane? All right.
It's good of you to carry her, Sergeant.
Hurry, little girl.
Please,
that's it, Mrs. Collard. Keep walking. I've got you. Steady now.
You're all right, dear.
We're over halfway now.
Come
on. Just give it time.
It's my chest. The pain at my chest.
Stop a moment, Mrs. Price. Let's give her a drink. Mrs. Collard, we're just going to sit you down gently. Private, this woman is ill. Here we are, Mrs. Collard. Try to drink a little.
Thank you, Gina. You give some of that to Ben, eh? There's a dear.
She died at Asahan. We'd only walked 2 days, Mr. Strachan, and already a woman was dead.
Jean, I had no idea what you...
cemetery.
There was no burial ground in the village. But the headman let us dig a grave in a corner of the compound, near a rubbish heap.
Peace. Perfect peace with loved ones far away. Lord, we ask you to forgive the worldly sins of your servant, Julia Collard.
Mummy!
I know, love. So that she may dwell in the place you have prepared for her in the kingdom of heaven. We ask you to bless her husband, David, now in Singapore, and her son, Ben. And help them in their hour of sorrow.
Walk! Why not walk? Very bad thing. You don't walk, no food.
Mrs. Collard died last night of exhaustion. Captain Yunyata, if you make us walk every day like this, we shall all die. We are not fit to march every day. Today we rest, tomorrow we walk. Walk one day, rest one day. Walk one day, rest one day.
Walk tomorrow. Walk Port Swettenham.
Port Swettenham?
You don't go to Kuala Lumpur. English destroyed bridges. No railway to Singapore. You go to Port Swettenham and get shipped to Singapore.
Will there be a truck to take us?
Very sorry. No truck. You walk like Japanese women. 2 days, 3 days. Easy walk to Port Swettenham. Walk one day. Rest one day.
Surely he would have known at Penang that all the bridges were down. It makes one wonder if there's going to be a ship. There was nothing for it next morning but to set out for Port Swettenham. By this time, I carried Robin. Eileen was having trouble walking. We marched to a village called Bakri, then on to another called Dilit, along small dirt cart tracks in between the rubber plantations.
And your children shall wander in the wilderness 40 years. I hope it won't be 40 years, Mrs. Brick. I hope it won't be any more than a couple of
months. Oh, Ben!
Ben, what is it? Mrs. Price, hold the baby for me, will you?
Of course, dear.
Ben, what is it?
Ben, what's wrong? Is it your foot?
My foot!
Did you tread on something?
My foot, yes!
Lie down, quick. Let me see. Did you see what it was, Ben? Did you see what it was you trod on?
I think it was a beetle.
Mrs. Horsfall sucked the poison, but Ben's leg was becoming very swollen. By the time we got to Dilit, he was in a terrible state. At first, the head man of the village refused us accommodation.
Why was that?
The Japanese never paid for anything. They just took what they liked. But eventually, he moved a family out of one of the houses and let us have it. We were 30 prisoners in a building about 15 feet square.
How awful.
He did the best he could.
Headman, may I have a word with you?
Of course.
I'm sorry we've been forced to come here and have made trouble for you.
We are sorry to see Mems in such a state.
All our money is gone. I can do nothing but thank you.
It is written in the fourth surah. Men's souls are naturally inclined to covetousness. But if ye be kind to women and fair to wrong them, God is well acquainted with what ye do.
I have cut the wound open. Ellen had an old razor blade, and Mrs. Price had some permanganate crystals. I put those on and bound it up. I don't know what else to do. Mrs. Warner tells me you've been chatting with the head man. What did you talk about?
This and that. About our journey. He talked about God a little.
You mean his God? Not the real God?
He didn't differentiate. Just God.
If you be kind to women and fear to wrong,
If ye be kind to women and fear to wrong them, God is well acquainted with what ye do.
Tell me, my dear, what happened to Ben Collard? Did he survive?
No. He didn't.
Oh.
People who spent the war in prison camps have written a lot of books about what a bad time they had. Bad time. They don't know what it was like not being in a camp.
Thank you.
Come on, Jane, dear. You've got to try.
No.
She's burning up, poor darling. I wish she'd take a little more quinine. Come on, Jane, just a little more. Come on. There we are.
That's a good girl. That's Mummy's pretty little girl. Let me stand your head. Cool you down.
Jane, Mummy's very hot again.
I'll have a look, shall I, Johnny?
Yes, please.
Let me die the death of the righteous, and my last end shall be like his.
Mrs. Frith, you're the healthiest one amongst us.
Ellen!
I'm not. I'm hot in my stomach.
You're always complaining about your stomach, thinking you're going to die, always being a mess.
April, oh, that's enough. Leave her be.
How are you, Mrs. Horsfall? How's the fever?
You know, I feel better, Johnny. Truly, I do.
Yes, Mummy.
Really, Mrs. Horsfall? You're still very hot.
You too. You've got it, haven't you, my dear? I can see you. Flushed beads of sweat.
Go! All go! What? Taxis, go!
What?
Order come. Leave Port of Swettam, now. Walk to Port of Pixon. Get ship. Go! Go! Yes! Go now!
Once over dinner at my club, Jean had told me she wasn't like other women her age. They seemed so much younger, whereas she herself felt more like 70. I remember thinking it an odd thing for a young woman to say. Now, listening to her talk on that cold April afternoon in my flat, I began to realize.
We'd been in Port Swettenham 11 days, in a village school, when they ordered us to march again. The conditions there had been horrendous. 3 children died and a number of the women. Almost everywhere we went, someone died.
Was there a ship at Port Dickson?
No.
It's God's will. I'm so sorry, Eileen.
Jane!
Come on, Freddy. You come with me. We'll see if we can find some flowers.
Jane! Oh, Jane!
And God will give her daddy strength to bear it. In 2 years of her death.
Come on, Freddy, dear.
I've made a little cross, Miss Horan. What would you like me to put on it?
Eileen, what would you like Mrs. Horsfall to put on?
Suffer the little children to come unto me. Yes. I think her daddy would like that one.
Hush, come on, stop now. Okay, ho, little girl, Jane.
Yes, thank you, Gunsor. Thank you, Private. That's deep enough.
Here you are, Johnny. Would you like to finish mine?
All right, Mum.
There's a little more left in the pot. If nobody wants it, well, I think we're saving that for Jean.
Oh, she's been gone a long time. Where's she gone?
Into the village. She said she wanted to get something.
Gunzo let her. Where's she going to go?
I'm sure Gunzo would let you go too, Ellen. If you asked him nicely.
What are you suggesting?
My girl, you know exactly what I'm suggesting.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I never.
Where did you get it?
In the village. I sold my brooch. Like it?
No.
But, my dear, you can't go around like that.
Oh, no, Jean, you can't.
I don't see why not.
My dress was about to fall apart. It's a darn sight more modest than that, and it's perfect for the heat.
But, Jean, that's wrong. You look like a native. Especially with your hair tied back like that. And that sunburn.
Good. Well, I like it. I don't care what the rest of you say. I like it, and it's practical.
Your hair looks lovely in a pigtail. Good for you, Jean.
Thank you, Mrs. Frith.
It wasn't long before most of the women were wearing them. We must have looked a sight. A group of English women walking along the jungle paths dressed in sarongs. We walked on to Seremban, and then Tampin. There the oddest thing happened. Ellen disappeared.
Disappeared?
The village was filled with Japanese soldiers. Ellen had always been a bit, well, free with them. Next morning, she wasn't there.
Good Lord. Did you report it?
We went to see the officer in charge. He promised to make inquiries, but nothing happened. We never saw her again. I often wonder what happened to Ellen, if she was all right.
Where you come from?
We've been travelling for over 2 months. We must get to a camp or we shall die. We must get into the camp at Singapore.
No more prisoner to Singapore. Very sorry, but too many prisoners there already.
But Captain Nisu, that can't mean women.
No more prisoner in Singapore. Sorry to order.
Well, can't we stay here and make ourselves a camp? Perhaps get a doctor? A number of the women are very ill. Mrs. Horsfall, Mrs. Holland, Mrs.
No prisoner in Gomas. No prisoner here.
But what are we to do? Where can we go?
Women camp in Kuantan. You go Kuantan. Go to women camp.
Where is Kuantan? Is it very far away?
Kuantan on the coast. You go there.
It's hundreds of miles away, June. On the east coast.
East coast? Can we go there by train?
Sorry. No train. You walk. Oh. 10-15 miles a day. Start now.
No!
Captain Nisu, it's already 11 o'clock. It's much too late to start now.
Go now.
Some of the women are too ill to travel.
Go tomorrow. Fast light. Go. That is all. Oh,
if only we could find somewhere to just stay put and live till the war's over. One of them villages.
The villages couldn't feed us. We depend on the Japs for food.
Precious little food we get. Not enough to feed us.
Quick, Jean! Come! Come quickly! If it is all full.
Mrs. Price was sponging her face. Mrs. Horsfall went the most awful colour. And she just...
Oh, poor Mrs. Horsfall. May God have mercy on her soul.
May she rest in peace.
There, now, Johnny, lad. Now, it's in God's heaven now. In God's heaven, with the angels to look after her. No more walking, no more hunger, no more illness. She's happy now, Johnny.
Mummy!
That's why you've got to be a brave boy. Mummy would hate it if she knew you were unhappy.
But who will look after me?
Why? I will, of course. I'll look after you, Johnny. Would you like that? I'll look after you, and you can look after me. We can look after each other. How about that?
And they did look after each other. Mrs. Frith blossomed with Johnny Horsfall to look after. We never heard her complain about her stomach again. From Gamache to Kuantan is about 170 miles.
170?
There's no direct road. We managed about 10 miles marching every other day. After about a week, fever broke out amongst the children. We never really knew what it was. A rash, high temperature, runny nose. At Bahau, 4 children died, including Freddie Holland. And then at Ayakring, Eileen Holland died too.
Oh, poor woman, God rest her soul. You looked after the baby?
Yes, I looked after Robin. From Ayakring, the countryside was marshy and unhealthy. Steamy, hot and breathless by day. At night, a cold, wet mist came up and chilled us unmercifully. We decided to walk every day to get out of there as soon as we could.
It should be getting better from here on in. It's lovely on the East Coast. Nice beaches to bathe on, always a sea breeze. Nice people, too.
All right in front, Mrs. Warner.
Struggling on, dear.
And plenty of fish, Mrs. Briss. Plenty of fish. You'll have to catch some for us, Johnny.
All right, I will.
Good for you. I can practically taste them frying.
Gonzo! The main road! The main road is up ahead!
Oh, thank goodness for that! After 5 weeks on railway tracks and jungle paths.
Good. Lord of Okanta.
I can see a village. It must be Mara.
Oh, and my goodness, look, everyone. Come and look. Come and look what's up ahead.
Oh,
a look under here. That's why it's heating up. Brakes binding.
Yeah, gotta be nice.
Hub's hot. Oh, hey, you're not kidding. I thought it might be the half shaft at first.
No mechanic, are you, Ben? Pass us the spanner.
Okay. There you go.
Thanks. Yeah, it's the brake, all right. This axle. Can't see a bloody thing over here. Hey, mate, do us a favour. Tell the guard to get those bloody women shifted. They're blocking the light.
Don't you go using that language to us, young man.
Who said that? Which of you speaks English?
We all do. We're English.
Robin Levy.
Straight born?
No, real English. All of us. We're prisoners.
Dinkum?
Are you prisoners?
Are we prisoners? Oh, my word.
English?
No fear, we're Aussies.
Oh. Is there a prison camp around here?
No, in Kuantan. But we drive trucks all day, fetching this stuff down to the coast.
We're going to Kuantan, to the women's camp there.
Well, that's crooked for a start. There isn't any women's camp in Kuantan.
What?
It's a small temporary camp for the truck drivers.
Oh, might have known.
I thought you were Malay women. I mean, you're clothed and you've all got the sun. You say you're real English. And the baby, too.
Yeah.
Good day, little one.
Some of us have been out here many years, but we're all English.
I never thought the first time I spoke to an English lady she'd be looking like you.
You aren't exactly an oil painting yourself.
Where have you come from?
We got took in Penang, over on the west coast, waiting for a boat to get away.
Now we're being marched to Kuantan.
Not all the way from Penang.
We've been everywhere.
Port Swettenham, Port Dickson, Tampin, Gumas.
Nobody wants us.
We reckon we've walked about 500 miles.
Oh, my word. Well, how do you go for tucker if you're not in a camp?
Tucker?
Food.
Oh, we stay each night in a village, usually in the schoolhouse. We eat what we can get.
What happens if any of you get sick?
We either get well or we die. We haven't seen a doctor for months and we've got practically no medicines left, so mostly we die. There were 32 of us when we were taken. Now we're 70.
Oh, my word.
Will you be staying here tonight?
Will you?
Yes, and tomorrow.
If you're staying, Mrs. Bung, so are we.
Mrs. Bung?
You look more like a native than an English woman.
I never heard such a crook deal.
Yeah, I reckon.
What can we do to fix this old wreck so we can get to stay here tonight?
Take the whole bloody hub off for a decker and pull out the shaft from the diff, eh? That makes a good show of dirty bits.
I told the women I'd try and get them some medicines.
How are you going to do that? We've got no money.
There's a Chinese bloke in the rat. Owns a bus. I wonder if he'd like to buy a bit of Jack petrol.
Good idea, Joe.